Looking around, 500 people isolated upstream of Bellingen at the moment.
That's right. We've got the residents of Darkwood and Upper Thora who are isolated at the present time, have been since around about 7, 8 o'clock this morning. And with a bit of rain falling in the area, that's likely to persist for the remainder of today. Now, those people are pretty well prepared for floods. They had 8 floods in 2009 and a couple of floods last year, but we are still keeping a fairly close eye on them just in case we have an evacuation issue, perhaps for some medical reasons or similar.
We mentioned the rainfall of 100 mil to 200 mil over the next 36 hours. Again, the people in the area are used to these high rain events, aren't they?
They are, and the rivers up there actually can soak up quite a large amount of rain. It's amazing how much rain it actually takes in that northern rivers, mid-north coast area, to get a flood. However, rivers there are already quite full and catchments are saturated, so we are finding that we are getting quite fast rises in rivers and streams. That's particularly of concern for us, Simon, with all the holiday makers up there who may be tempted to go for a swim or to go canoeing and get themselves into trouble.
But also for holiday makers, a lot of the traditional camping grounds are on those low-lying areas.
That's right, and we have been advising them to seek higher ground for their campsite and also to check whether their access routes are going to be available if rivers do rise as well. So they might need to actually think about finding a new place to camp rather than the one they've chosen.
And while locals will be well and truly aware of where their information comes from, I guess people coming in from around New South Wales and around Australia, not as savvy in that area.
That's right. Locals are well used to these sorts of flood events, but with many holiday makers there for the Christmas break, they might find the floods a bit of a novelty and just be tempted to chance their luck in their vehicle or perhaps, as I said, to go for a swim or a bit of a canoe.
Flood watch has been issued for most of the northern rivers, including the Tweed, Brunswick, Richmond, Wilsons, Clarence and Bellinger rivers. For those listening in those areas, just take us through what the flood watch means and when they should think about implementing a strategy.
A flood watch is a heads up for the possibility of flooding, and it gives some indication based on the current rainfall as well as the predicted rainfall of what might happen for those particular river catchments in terms of flooding. Now, for the Brunswick and the Richmond and the Wilsons River, there is the possibility of moderate to major flooding, and that means that the flooding may become significant enough to close a large number of local roads and perhaps even to be threatening properties. So for people in those areas, we'd be asking them to be watching very carefully what's happening on the ABC, listen to the local ABC on the north coast, just in case there are warnings that are issued which might require them to relocate.
We see that there's expected heavy rainfall tonight on the north coast. The SES itself is on standby with, I imagine, extra crews from across New South Wales.
We certainly do. We've made sure that we've had those crews in place since Saturday, so they've been familiarising themselves with the local environment and working closely with the local crews and bolstering their capacity. We've got some extra capacity in both flood rescue as well as in our operations teams and some storm response teams as well, in case the strong winds that have been occurring up there should cause some property damage and bring down trees and branches. That's right, 132 500, and if you need road and traffic information, 132 701.